Exclusive: State Department finds no evidence Trump appointee Mari Stahl made loyalty lists. By Christina Wong on February 6, 2019. The State Department found no records of any so-called loyalty list. Despite anonymous State Department officials claiming to media that a senior President Trump appointee had made them. On October 29, 2018, the State Department's Bureau of Human Resources on October 29, 2018, sent a letter to Muckrock, an agency that assists journalists with filing Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests, that stated, "Please be advised that a search has been conducted in the Bureau of Human Resources, Office of Records and Information Management, and no responsive records subject to the FOIA were located," it said. The response was available on Muckrock's website, but until now, has not been reported. Muckrock does not appear to have appealed the finding. Despite the finding in October, media outlets have continued to repeat the allegation that the Trump appointee, Mari Stahl, had created the lists. A foreign policy piece on January 15, 2019, said, "Trump appointee who compiled loyalty list at UN and state steps down." The claim that Stahl was making loyalty lists originated last June with an anonymous senior diplomat who told Foreign Policy that Stahl was actively making lists and gathering intel on career diplomats and Americans working at the United Nations and other international organizations, using information from their social media accounts. The piece called Stahl as a wine blogger despite her decades of working in international regulatory policy, including for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The smear stemmed from Stahl being a syndicated wine columnist. Muckrock filed its FOIA request on June 13, 2018, the same day that Foreign Policy published its piece on Stahl, alleging she had made such lists. Muckrock requested lists and notes related to Stahl's efforts described in various news reports on June 13, 2018, according to the FOIA. It also requested any email messages from Stahl's State Department email account containing the words loyalty, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. The requester was Matthew Hoppeck, an immigration lawyer who has filed dozens of FOIAs via Muckrock. As part of the FOIA request, Stahl's computer, desk, and office were searched for 3 days, a source familiar with the situation said. The State Department's technology specialists later found that total remote access had been set up on her work computer. By mid-May, senior career diplomats within the IO Bureau were plotting to get her out, according to one civil servant. The career diplomats went as far as hosting a lunch with other employees in the IO Bureau while Stahl was traveling overseas to solicit comments about her from other officials, as Breitbart News exclusively reported. The lunch came just weeks before Foreign Policy's first piece on Stahl. The civil servant, who participated in the meeting, told Breitbart News the career diplomats who called the lunch were Aaron Barkley and Molly Fee. Both Barkley and Fee were mentioned in Foreign Policy's first hit piece on Stahl, in addition to another senior official, Narissa Cook. Barkley and Fee have left the IO Bureau, but Cook is still there. The allegation that Stahl had created loyalty lists was just one of several anonymous accusations. She was also accused of making homophobic slurs and creating a hostile work environment. Prompted by senior Democrats in Congress who cited the media reports, the State Department Office of Inspector General and the Office of General Counsel opened investigations into Stahl. The existence of the investigations was then leaked to the media despite long-standing policy not to confirm the existence of investigations into personnel. At the same time, another group started by former Obama State Department lawyers and political appointees also began targeting Stahl. The group, called American Oversight, was founded by Austin Evers, the former senior counsel in the State Department for Oversight and Transparency Matters. The group began investigating loyalty tests and retaliation at government agencies since February 2018, before Stahl was ever hired at State. From the very beginning of the presidency, it has been clear that President Trump values loyalty over qualifications and experience, the group said on its website. Following reports that the administration is assessing the political views of career government employees and attempting to purge those perceived to be disloyal, American Oversight is investigating how often this is occurring at federal agencies, it said. The group also made several FOIA requests on June 21, 2018, Forstall's communications, calendars, emails, and internet search history related to her review of state employees' social media pages for ideological deviation. The group also requested communications for United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley and Stell's boss, Kevin Moley, Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs, as well as communications containing the words loyal and loyalty. There were no records found related to either of those requests, according to its website. On November 7, the group sued the State Department for failing to respond to its FOIA requests. The lawsuit is part of its Parallel Investigations Initiative, which is meant to mirror requests that Democrats in Congress will likely make as they investigate the administration. Although Stell left the State Department on January 11 and accepted a new position outside of government, the hits in the media against her have not ceased. On January 12, CNN reported that Fee's nomination to become the ambassador of Qatar had expired and that former Representative Scott Taylor, RVA, would be nominated, instead, according to multiple sources. Fee was one of several career officials driven out of the Bureau of International Organization Affairs by Trump political appointee Marie Stell, who allegedly led a quiet campaign of vetting career diplomats for disloyalty, CNN wrote. On January 28, Foreign Policy ran another piece hitting Stell, titled The U.S. Sought to Derail Michelle Bachelet's Bid for a Top UN Human Rights Job. On Tuesday, Stell was mentioned again in a Foreign Policy piece hitting the Trump administration and Republican senators' opposition to a UN body in Guatemala they view as corrupt. Stell's supporters believe her real crime is that she was a Trump appointee who wanted to implement Trump's agenda at an influential bureau tasked with making sure the administration's agenda is represented at the many international organizations the U.S. participates in and mostly funds. They believe that what particularly upset career officials was Stell's advocacy for the Trump administration's pro-life stance, given the amount of U.S. funding for abortions worldwide. Marie Stell was and is a warrior for the true Trump doctrine and fought to advance his agenda every day. For that she paid a price. She was targeted by deep state career officials and those who want to thwart Trump at every turn, said Rob Wasinger, former White House liaison to the State Department. Susan Yoshihara, senior vice president at the Center for Family and Human Rights, CFAM, and director of the International Organizations Research Group in New York, said most career officials are good public servants who know that with the election comes a new viewpoint on how to promote our interests. But, she said, there are some bad actors in the civil service who put their personal politics over the nation. It's obvious that all that talk about the so-called secret loyalty list was pretense. If the leaks had really been about protecting people at the State Department, it would have stopped when Ms. Stell left. Instead, the vicious attacks continue, she said. This is a punitive campaign designed to intimidate other appointees. They've already named others in these stories as a shot across their bow. The leaks and reprisals are a warning. If you try to enact the president's agenda, you're next. We'll come after you and your family. We have no shame.